Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving the parenting question of the week so you don't have to. Today's question is from Kristen, who says, my 8-year-old has a boyfriend. He or someone on his end bought her a locket necklace from Target, but still. She told me that he wants to take her to the movies. Am I being over the top to say, hell no, or am I right to think they are too young to date? I've never met this kid or his parents, and I'm not really a fan of play dates, but would inviting him to the park because they're 8 be a good middle ground, or should I just leave it alone? Please help me. P.S. She is my oldest, and this wasn't an issue when I grew up. Girl, same. Kristen, yes, 8 is definitely too young to go on dates, but I think the good news is it's also definitely too young to understand what going on a date even really means. It's not too old for boys and girls to play together. My kids at this age were definitely having play dates after school with the opposite sex. So I guess I'd start with your daughter. I'd make sure that she wants to be friends with this kid, that there's no discomfort or unease or sense of obligation. If she wants to be friends with this boy, then you can have him at the park for a play date or have him over for a play date and explain that 8-year-olds are too young to go on dates, but boys and girls can definitely be friends. That's if the feeling is mutual. She shouldn't feel obligated to wear the necklace. I would, I think, probably talk to the parents about that and just say, like, I feel like she's a little too young for this, but I want them to be friends if that's something that your daughter wants. A play date at the park, you suggested, that's a really good idea, I think, because it's sort of neutral ground and lets them play together. But yeah, you got to make sure you're on the same page with the other parents. I'll tell you how this played out for me. One of my kids was in sixth grade, so 12, not 8, but still, came home, told me they were going to go on a date and could they go to the movies? And this was with a kid who was new in their class. Again, had never met the parents, didn't know the kids. I was like, what? And mentioned it to a friend of mine who had older kids at the same school. And she said, oh, yeah, this is a thing in sixth grade for like 3 weeks. Everybody wants to go on a date and then they like go out for frozen yogurt and it's over and then the novelty wears off. And in our case, that is exactly what happened. My kid went to the movies with this kid after school in sixth grade with a babysitter. Like the babysitter sat with them at the movies, the three of them in a row. My kid came home and gave me a 90-minute retelling of the events of the movie they had just seen. So that was sort of confirmation that nothing funny had happened, which of course it didn't. The babysitter was with them. And that was the end of that, P.S. Like that, not only did we not date that person again, we didn't date anybody because we were 12 years old and we were more interested in dabbling with the idea of it. So yes, 8 is too young to date. 8 is too young to probably wear a necklace from your boyfriend, I would say. But it's not too old to be friends with the opposite sex. So if your daughter is interested, try to reframe that as a friendship that you can support in a boys and girls can be friends kind of way. But yeah, I'd go to the parents as uncomfortable as it is to call parents that you don't know. I did in this situation call the other parents and say like, hi, we don't really know each other. So our kids think they're going on a date. And I was glad we did it because in this case, I was relieved to find that these parents were definitely on the same page as me and were the ones that suggested the babysitter being the chaperone. And that was something that worked for everybody. Anyway, I hope that helped. Let us know how it goes. Send us your parenting questions. We might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.